It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important story.
Out here in Colorado, we had a sex education bill that was passed. It was signed by the governor and put into law. I just can't believe what is happening to public education.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
We are now using policy that if you don't affirm something, that they use policy then to take away your businesses.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Kids are just being bombarded with darkness.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
You know, we need to get back to letting our kids be kids.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo, it is hump day, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson, and thank you for joining us today. It is a great day to be alive. You each have a purpose. Today, live with intention, strive for excellence, and take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. I so appreciate each and every one of you listening. And I get to work with a great team. That's producer Steve and Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Happy Wednesday to you, Steve.
Yeah, you keep using that word happy. I'm struggling to get there.
Mr. Positive. I'm glad we have somebody positive in here, and that's Lauren Levy. He is one of our great sponsors. He is the owner of Polygon Financial Group, expert in the mortgage market. It's great to have you here, Lauren.
It's great to be back. Thank you.
And Janet Yellen has been talking a little bit out there. There's been some thoughts about inflation. Inflation probably is coming back. What do you think, Lauren Levy?
I mean, we've been waiting on it for a long time. It's been the talk for years and years now. And yes, she came out yesterday and said it may not be a bad thing if some comes in and rates rise a little bit. So when we hear that kind of thing, we wait for an immediate effect on rates. But so far, so good.
Are people still able to get a mortgage rate with a 2 in it?
They are, yeah. You know, it depends on credit score and certain factors, but for the most part, yes.
Okay, in an inflationary time, having that hard asset of a home is a good thing, yes?
Yeah, I mean, owning assets in an inflationary time is always a good thing because they go up in value. The question is, what rate do you have and what payment does that create? And can you afford to own the asset, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the higher mortgage rates go, the less buying power people have because their payment goes up on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, there's good and bad. If you can own the asset, yeah, you can make money, but you got to be able to afford it.
Absolutely. My dad always said cash flow is super, mm-hmm. super important. And but the fact that you can get a rate in the twos, it is spring selling season, and this whole pre-qualification thing, what's that like?
It's allegedly spring selling season because, as Karen Levine talks to you, will tell you there's hardly any inventory. But yeah, pre-qualification is almost a requirement now. It used to not be, but now if you go make an offer on a house and they don't know that you're qualified,
Forget. There's
nine others behind you with an offer.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get the house. Yeah.
Well, and Karen and I have talked a lot about this. It is because of public policy that has caused this to happen. Steve, you look like you want to weigh in on this thing.
I'm not sure this is the right time to ask the question, but since Lauren's sitting right here, I tell you, Monday in the mail, there were three hits from lending companies. Yesterday, there was a fourth one. So four of them this week. They say they're tracking me. They noticed I haven't taken advantage of the ability to refi. Now, the hitch here is that it's a reverse mortgage.
Mm.
But still, the point is there. The lending industry seems to be really going full hog here.
Oh, I agree. I mean, that's one way companies market. They, you know, the rate that you have on your home is public. It's in the public record. So they can pull
that
a list.
That doesn't seem like a good thing. Just think about our medical records, too. They're going to know everything about us, Lauren.
I mean, they've been able to find that, or we've been able to find that out for years. So it's just public record. We can download anyone that has a rate above 4, let's say, and mail to them if we wanted to. But there's so many other factors into it, like Steve's on a reverse. Someone else might only owe $60,000 on their house,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't make sense to refi no matter what rate they're at because they're just paying principal at this point.
Right, okay.
So there's other factors, and just mailing to the rate doesn't necessarily solve the problem. But, yeah, I get them. But on the flip side, Steve, yesterday I got a phone call from a real estate company. It was just one of their interns calling just simply to ask me if my wife and I would be willing to sell our house.
You wonder.
Because they have no inventory to sell.
You wonder if the poor guy had any idea who he was talking to.
I know. And how many calls did he make that day to my neighborhood or wherever he's calling?
Right.
Just trying to ask people if they'd sell their house.
Well, and Lauren, this is because of public policy. Karen and I, it's been a journey for me. When I was on city council, I started to see there's public policy that's been wanting to push people into these 4- and 5-story apartment buildings. Mm-hmm. They called it transit-oriented development. And then they want people to live in those and ride the train. If somebody wants to do that, that's great. That's their choice. But to use public policy, we talk about these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. And there's different ways that you see force, and one of them is kind of policy coercion. Mm-hmm. And that is not a free and fair market. And it's taken a long time for me to realize that. And now we're seeing the effects of that regarding inventory, home ownership. And the thing about it, it used to be that like somebody that might be in their home that might want to sell, they don't sell now because they don't know where they're going to go.
Right. They don't want to be living in a hotel while they're trying to find something else. And I remember years and years and years ago, the term was sprawl, right? Mm-hmm. When you talk public policy, people were worried about sprawl and too many homes and try to stop them from building more and more. But I look at that, I'm like, you got your house, you know.
Why shouldn't somebody else have the opportunity?
Why shouldn't someone else
have the opportunity? I look at sprawl, what they call sprawl, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. This is the middle class. They have their own home. They have
their building
little,
wealth.
Yeah, they have their own little park in their backyard. Mm-hmm. I love that. So anyway, how can people reach you?
The best way is just call us at the number's 303-880-8881.
That's 303-880-8881. We've got a great show planned today. It's a kind of a constitution show because in the third and fourth segment, a couple of the organizers of Grand Lakes U.S. Constitution Week will be on. And there's been a little bit of a brouhaha about that. I cannot believe that the Constitution is controversial, Lauren.
I don't know how that's possible.
And you grew up in back east in Boston, so you have
it's the home of it all. Yeah, it's. I don't understand how that can be controversial.
Yeah, so we'll talk with them in the third and fourth segment. And be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And do that so that you get all of the upcoming guests and the upcoming, it'll keep you up to date on what is happening. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to each and every one of you who are contributing to keep our independent voice on the air. And it's because of you, it's because of my great sponsors like Lauren Levy that we're here. And Lauren, you are a sponsor for our other show as well, America's Veteran Stories. And we recorded that yesterday for this Sunday. This is Mother's Day this Sunday. All of you, don't forget. Mm-hmm. I ordered my present for my mother. It should be on the way. But I found we're doing this, the different authors in this book, Echoes of Our War, Vietnam Veterans Reflect 50 Years Later. And 10 different Marine veterans and I think one Navy corpsman each wrote a chapter in the book. It's absolutely riveting. Steve, did you not find it amazing yesterday when we were recording that with Grady and Mike Frazier and Paula?
Well, like you said, I am in the book, into the book, and I'm in, I guess there was 10 contributors. I'm in the second one right now, but I heard several things that I have already spotted in the book. And again, time to go out on a big, a discussion here on it. But again, the repeating themes, whether it's the forewords that were written and all the other things that they put in the front of the book before you actually get to the material, the theme that keeps coming back to me is from these guys who were actually there, boots on the ground, was that they quickly realized that they weren't in it to win it.
Yeah.
And that's got to be devastating.
That's a terrible thing for a country to do, to put our young men and our young women, but our young men in a spot in war and then not be there to be successful at it. Lauren, I've learned so much through these interviews with these guys.
Yeah, and I was born in 72, so I missed that, right? And so I've learned a lot just from listening to things like you're doing and just reading in history books, and I can't believe what those guys went through, even coming back.
The coming back thing was really, really difficult. So this week, we interviewed Mike Frazier and Grady Birdsong and Paula Sarles, and she's raising money for the Marine Memorial out here in Golden, which I just think it's so important that we honor our men and women like this. And speaking of that, for Father's Day, I purchased a brick. One of the things they're doing is you can purchase a brick for their walkways. And I purchased a brick for Father's Day, which that will help fund the remodel there. So anyway, Lauren, I so appreciate your partnership on all of this.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And be sure and check out, I guess I already said that, check out my website. And it is Wednesday, which means it's Wings Day at Hooters Restaurants. And they have a number of specials. But for to-go or dine-in, you buy 20 wings, you get 10 for free. And they have these great smoked wings. They're half the calories with all different kinds of toppings, rubs. The Texas barbecue is great, and the lemon rub as well is very good. They have five locations: Lone Tree, Westminster, Aurora, Colorado Springs, and Loveland. And there's all kinds of information about all the specials on my website. That's at kimmunson.com. Go to my sponsors tab and then just click on Hooters, and all of those specials will come up. Let's jump over here to a couple of things. We look at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. And last night we had a really fun event. The Colorado Women's Alliance did Wind and Wind Down at the Independence Institute. It was primarily women. There were a few guys there, which was great. But it was women of the airwaves. So it was myself and Mandy Connell and Deb Flora. And we had a great discussion. People really loved being together, Lauren. It was awesome.
I can imagine after everything we've gone through, just people are itching to get out and do things. And that's this whole reopening, you know.
The right to assemble.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that is inherent in our human being, is wanting to be together with others. And it was really fun.
You're talking to the dad of a teenage girl. I know about the right to want to be with others, or the need. And
how's she doing through all this?
She's doing great. I mean, everything's great, but I've got some stories of other friends and their kids, and just not good, you know.
It's been hard on him?
Yeah. Just the mental health of these high school kids primarily, you know, who... That's the time, think back, that's the time of your life when you do a lot of growing and
right.
learning things, and they've been stuck home. And
oh my gosh, I think there's something just, it actually makes me mad. Mm-hmm. There's something really tragic about this. We know that COVID is a thing.
Right.
We definitely know that COVID is a thing. But this reaction, I call it the scamdemic, because this reaction to this and shutting down our economy and isolating our kids and isolating our elders, and there is something so uncompassionate, so wrong about this. And but I think we're learning from this, Lauren.
I hope so. I think, you know, if and when there's a next time, I hope you're right.
Yeah. Well, I hope there's not a next time like this. Let's go to break. When we come back, we'll do our quote, we'll do our bill of the day, some of the headlines, and then in segments 3 and 4, we'll be talking with Mike Tompkins and Mark Alville from Grand Lake. I can't wait to do that. Grand Lake's like a little piece of heaven, Lauren.
It is. I was worried about it for a little while with those fires, but
I was too. So we'll find out what's going on with that. So we'll be right back.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. My name is Kim Munson, and I so appreciate you joining us. Check out our website. It's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to each and every one of you who are contributing to keep our independent voice out there as we search for truth and clarity and look at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Something's a good idea. You shouldn't have to force people to do it. And it is never compassionate to take other people's stuff, whether it's their rights, their property, their freedom, or their livelihood via force, whether it's with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, or the latest one is fear. And if something's a good idea, you should not have to use force to implement it. Don't you agree, Lauren Levy?
I do agree.
I knew you were going to say that. Let's go to our quote for the day. I was going to Founders, obviously, since we're going to be talking about the Constitution. And Benjamin Franklin was born in 1706. He died in 1790. He was a statesman and author, publisher, scientist, inventor, and diplomat. He was born into a Boston family, just like Lauren Levy. Of modest means, Franklin had little formal education. He went on to start a successful printing business in Philadelphia, and he grew wealthy. He was deeply active in public affairs in his adopted city, where he helped launch a lending library, hospital, and college, and garnered acclaim for his experiments with electricity, among other projects. During the American Revolution, he served in the Second Continental Congress and helped draft the Declaration of Independence. He also negotiated the 1783 Treaty of Paris that ended the Revolutionary War, and in 1787, in his final significant act of public service, he was a delegate to the convention that produced the U.S. Constitution. Lauren, I know that we think everybody knows all this stuff, but I'm not sure they do anymore, and that's why I give a little history of these folks.
I don't blame you. I find myself a lot of times when I'm talking to my family being like, I can't believe that's what they teach now. Like, you didn't know that?
Right.
And it's kind of crazy.
It is. And so we need refreshers, then we need to be teaching our kids. This is a long one, but I thought it was important. It was to his colleagues at the Constitutional Convention. He said, "All of us who were engaged in the struggle must have observed frequent instances of superintending providence in our favor. To that kind providence, we owe this happy opportunity of consulting in peace on the means of establishing our future national felicity. And have we now forgotten that powerful friend, or do we imagine that we no longer need his assistance? I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, it is probable that an empire can rise without his aid." What do you think about that? I know that the divine provider had his hand on this country when it was started, and I feel his hand on it now. We are in a time right now, Lauren Levy. We are in a defining time, and last night I said in remarks that we were made for this time, and this is our time to step forward into history and to engage in this battle of ideas, because this country is worth saving, and it's worth passing something good on to our children.
I agree, and it's interesting to watch. The more I listen to you and get involved, and you know, the different beliefs that are out there, and how things have kind of changed over the last decades, you know, and it's just very interesting to see.
It is, but I think there's a great awakening, not a wokeness, but a great awakening. And one of the other speakers last night said that when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, Akimoto, who was the admiral there, I think, he said, "We have awakened a sleeping giant." And I think it was Deb Flora that said that we are, the same thing is happening here. And I think so. People are waking up to what we have here. We are at the pinnacle of human flourishing and prosperity right now. And it's public policy that is actually working to throw this away. Steve, you look like you want to say something.
I'd like to know what that look is, because I didn't know I wanted to say something. No, seriously, that is a great equation. What you just said was the reference to the Japanese admiral who made that statement about awakening a sleeping giant. And maybe it's happening here and now. You have been saying now for the last 2 to 3 weeks that you are becoming more and more aware of an awakening. And I'm thinking of different, probably small scale at this point, events happening, like there was some political dust up in Texas last week where the Dems didn't fare so well.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue might have come down to the fact that they had no turnout. Nobody wanted to go out and vote Democratic. Again, a small thing, but you really want to believe that this awakening is starting to stir, that people understand what happened last November and how they are directly affected or being affected.
Well, everyday people, everyday family had $10,000 more in their pocket under the Trump administration. And people say, well, I didn't like what he said, or I didn't like the way he said it. And I get it. And I was talking to somebody last night after the event. And I said, now, I have been in the fashion industry for many, many years. I don't do much in it now just because we're so busy with everything else. But I would go back to New York probably 4 times a year. And I love New Yorkers. And Trump is a New Yorker. And so I never was offended by what he, well, there were a few things early on. I'm like, I wish you wouldn't have said that. Mm-hmm. But I think that he evolved into the office. And I really think that he cared about everyday American people. And if everyday American people are doing well, then typically people across the world are doing better as well, too. And the other thing I was thinking about this, because one of the things on the headline was that Biden is raising the refugee admissions cap from 15,000 to 62,500 people for the rest of the year. That's in addition to all the people that are coming across at the border. And if America is such a bad place, why is everybody wanting to come here? Right, Lauren?
Exactly. You and I had talks on my previous visits about the people in my life or just people in general that don't vote the issues, right? Or they don't vote their wallet. They vote for that person. And
personality.
And the people that just couldn't vote for, in my family, I mean, I admit it wasn't me, but they just couldn't vote for that man, my dad especially. You know, no matter what policy he had or how much more money they had. And that, you know, there was some of that.
Is he looking at any of the things going on? Has he revisited that at all?
You know, the truth is, I don't think so, only because, you know, he's 81 and, you know,
right,
is doing his thing. And believe it or not, he still works. And so
okay.
I don't know how much he's really paying attention.
Okay.
But I do know that it was more of what quotes made it to, you know, across the news or found its way across his desk in whatever manner. He's not on the internet.
Yeah.
So it's like basically whatever the TV is telling him on the news that Trump had said, you know, what vile thing he thought or whatever. That's what swayed him.
That's what swayed him. Interesting. I was talking to a millennial this weekend who had a friend who was I think voted for Biden because he didn't like Trump. But apparently he said to this other millennial who is more libertarian, he said, we need to talk. I think I want to revisit my Biden vote because what he said and what he's doing is two different things, and he's really starting to see how that is affecting things. So I think that's part of the big awakening that I'm mentioning, Steve.
That's the second time this week that on the air that you mentioned that scenario. And I think, what a contrast. Oh, my gosh, I'm upset because Biden is not doing the things he said he would, in contrast to the guy before him who did pretty much everything he said he was going to do.
Right. And maybe you didn't like the way he said it, but my gosh, the results were fantastic.
Well, I don't know how you get how do you revisit and get a redo?
I don't know about that. So I guess it'll be 2022 is where we'll have to do something. Let's quickly talk about our bill of the day. And this is Senate Bill 21-252. And the sponsors on this are Senators Fenberg and Holbert, and Representatives Titone and Lantine. And unfortunately, this has some bipartisan support on this because we don't need to be, this is what it's doing, establishing a state grant program, so that's money, to promote projects, picking winners and losers, in commercial centers throughout the state that will revitalize community spaces and in connection therewith making an appropriation. And what it says actually is it's going to be in the Division of Creative Industries, which is a bureaucracy, in the Office of Economic Development, which is a bureaucracy that picks winners and losers. And the grant program is established to provide money awards to finance various projects across the state that are intended to create or revitalize mixed-use commercial centers. The grant program is intended to support creative projects in these commercial centers that would combine revitalized or newly constructed commercial spaces with public or community spaces, including but not limited to certain projects, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so what this is a bureaucracy. This is going to be given money to pick winners and losers to revitalize different centers that many of them are struggling because of the reaction to the COVID-19 scamdemic. And again, COVID's a real thing, but the reaction was a scam, and it has really made it difficult for many of these businesses, these centers. I go up and down one of the main streets in my city, and our city has been very draconian about their rules. And I continue to see, get your test here, get your COVID test here. That's not what we need to be promoting for people to do. We need to be actually getting these businesses opened up. And the fact that we use public policy and close these businesses, now we have to ask, where is the money coming from for these grant programs? We need to put the brakes on all this spending, Steve.
Well, back up a second. When you first started reading the proposed legislation, creative industries, is that a way of saying the arts?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Who's going to define that?
Yeah. Well, how many of these things have we been, you know, we've been doing this for about 4 or 5 weeks now?
And is that a difference between an essential business or a non-essential business?
Well, okay.
Is your industry creative and yours isn't?
Yes.
And we're going to have a state grant program using other people's money. And when I say other people's money, it's either your neighbors or our kids, because we don't have the money from these federal grant programs. And we need to be saying no to this kind of stuff.
It's almost like they go out of their way to find language that can easily be misinterpreted, I guess.
And did I help clarify that at all for you? Because on our pre-call, you were like, well, what is that exactly?
You did. You've kind of taken to this new format as you go through it, and then you'll read the word that's in the legislation, and then you'll translate it. I think it's excellent.
Okay. Well, let's ask Jason McBride what he thinks about that. Jason McBride, Senior VP, Presidential Wealth Management. Government, winners and losers, taking other people's money, giving it to people. Are you in a creative industry? Let me just ask you that.
I think you have to be creative in our industry just about every day.
I think that's true.
That good or bad for us? I don't know.
I don't know. But I don't think you're looking for a government handout either, are you?
No, I haven't gone looking for one.
The problem is, it's like having a mother-in-law that lends you money. Is there's always strings attached, right, Lauren?
That's right.
Hey, Jason. Lauren and I were talking about it. Janet Yellen yesterday said something. People are kind of thinking about inflation. What's your comments on inflation? What should people be looking at with their portfolios?
Boy, I think inflation is one of the toughest things to figure out how to defend against. Even if you knew it was coming, it's hard to know in what areas of the economy it might come. And is it going to come in food? Is it going to come in energy? Is it going to come elsewhere? And it's a little bit of a stumper, Kim, I have to admit it. The old thing used to be, well, if you think there's going to be inflation, you just buy gold.
Right.
Well, there isn't any currency on the face of the planet that's backed up by gold or silver. I've joked around with some clients, if they want to buy precious metals, then buy brass and lead, if you know what I mean. And you've had a lot of money flowing into cryptocurrencies. I mean, Bitcoin, Ethereum, a lot of those have gone up tremendous, tremendous amounts. Whether or not it's due to fear of inflation or just speculation is hard to tell. So, Kim, I don't have an exact answer for that. I think, again, having a good plan in place, a decent, diversified portfolio. Again, it's hard to say how would stocks react if we had inflation. If we got inflation and the Fed started raising interest rates the way Volcker did to tamp it down back in the 70s, that wasn't really good for the market either. So you stumped me today, and I'm not ashamed or embarrassed to admit it.
Well, it's a question that not only stumps you, I think it stumps everyone on that. But I would recommend that people sit down and do a checkup with you. Jason, what's the best way to reach you?
Best way to get a hold of us is just give us a call, 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. 1600. And Kim, I'd remind you it's Cinco de Mayo today, and I'd tell you to go enjoy a Corona, but that's probably out of style at this point.
Right. I think, what is that, cultural appropriation? Actually, I'll tell you what, I have girls coming over tonight, and we're going to actually celebrate Cinco de Mayo. So I guess we're going to be appropriating that holiday, but I think that's something that we do in America. Jason, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good one, Kim.
Okay, we're going to go to break. In studio with me is my great partner, a sponsorship partner, and that's Lauren Levy. And we will be talking to Mike Tompkins and Mark Auville. They're both our organizers of Grand Lakes U.S. Constitution Week, which is so special, and we'll be right back.
Controlling your own destiny. There are a lot of unknowns on the horizon with the new administration. Predovich & Company is here to help. Trusted professionals for all your bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting needs. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. They've been helping her for years. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company works with clients from anywhere in the United States. Give them a call at 303-791-3000 to put Predovich & Company to work for you. Call 303-791-3000 today.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to each and every one of you who are contributing to keep our independent voice out there as we look at issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. Just really appreciate all of you out there. In studio with me is Lauren Levy. He is the owner of Polygon Financial Group. And it is just so appropriate that you are in studio today because you grew up in Boston, which was really where the Revolutionary War really started.
Oh, yeah. And ever since I've been gone, I've kind of in hindsight looked back and realized that that was a pretty cool city with a lot of history and the opportunities we had as kids to tour places and see how things happened back then was just amazing.
Well, the Freedom Trail, I've walked that once when I was back in Boston, and it just was
crazy.
It's just so
and you realize you're standing in a building that's 350 years old and just blows your mind.
And you think about the men and women that were involved in the founding of this country, and the two gentlemen that are on the phone right now. Grand Lake, first of all, I think is a little taste of heaven here in Colorado, and the people there are fantastic. And they, 10 years ago, started U.S. Constitution Week to celebrate our Constitution. To my knowledge, there's nothing else like that in the country. And Mike Tompkins and Mark Auville, welcome to the show. Mike, I'm going to go to you first because you were there almost at the very beginning of founding U.S. Constitution Week, correct?
That's correct, Kim. Thanks for having us on the show. We really appreciate your support over the years. And, you know, back then when we had the very first one organized by Tom Goodfellow, nobody really knew we would be doing this and have our 10th Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week and that it's grown into such a large and unique event. And we're pretty proud of it, if I do say so myself.
Well, you really should be. And it started because you weren't able to use your fireworks for the 4th of July, correct?
That's correct. And so Tom thought July 4th is the most patriotic holiday on the calendar. What would be the second most patriotic event? And he did some research and he worked with a few people and found out that in 1956, President Eisenhower actually signed a proclamation that September 17th should be celebrated as U.S. Constitution Day. So the answer was obvious at that point, and it's gone forth since then.
Well, Mark Auville, first of all, I have to say thank you, because you are the person that really got me connected with U.S. Constitution Week. And how long have you been volunteering with this? This is an all-volunteer event, right, Mark?
Yes, it is, Kim, and good morning. Thank you for having us on your show. My wife, Tanya, and I were volunteers for about 6 years, and for the last couple of years, we're on the board now, the Grand Lake Constitution Week Board.
Well, and I, one of the first times I was there, you guys organize a parade. It's such a taste of Americana. And I was riding in the parade, and you and your wife, Tanya, and a number of people, well, I guess just a few of you, were passing out constitutions up and down the street as the parade was going on. And I just remember, it's a vivid memory of seeing the two of you handing out constitutions and just the thrill that you had in doing that, Mark.
Kim, we've handed out thousands of constitutions, the pocket constitutions, over the years, and the crowd just embraces it. We have young children wanting constitutions, older people, all across the spectrum, just excited about our Constitution, that the freedoms and the liberties it has given us.
Well, and Lorne and I were talking about it before you guys came on during break, that Grand Lake is a really special place, and the fires, we were very concerned about it. In fact, Mark, I was texting back and forth with Tanya. I was very concerned about your property. How has the community done with the fires that occurred last year?
Well, it was a devastating fire, that East Troublesome Fire. It swept through the community badly. I think the statistics were 300 homes were burned and 200 secondary structures were burned to the ground. The fire came up all the way to the back of our house, and it was the firemen who saved it, because they ripped the railing off our back deck and pulled up deck boards, and we knew then that they had come and saved our house.
Oh.
But in Columbine Lake, where our house is, 28 homes were completely destroyed.
Boy, that is really heartbreaking. That's a whole nother subject regarding forest management and all those things. Mike Tompkins, how about you? How did you guys fare through the fire?
We did okay. A little bit of smoke damage. We have a hotel and cabins, and so you had to deal with the insurance companies, and they send these incredibly expensive cleaners to come through, and, you know, they take out the white light bulbs and wash off the threads and everything and do a treatment. But they really did a good job, and so we were closed about a month and a half for that, and we're back up and running. And this year, I'll tell you, Kim, it looks like a lot of pent-up demand. I think many, many people are tired of staying at home. They want to get out. They want to have some fun. They want to get back in nature. And I remember when Yellowstone burned in '88, we went up there to see it. And I think people think that there's a fire, nobody will want to come. I think people are concerned about nature, and they understand that fires are part of nature, especially when you try to prevent them for 100 years. You know, what happened to us, it's going to happen.
Well, and to that point, I really think that forest management is important. My researcher, Patty, and I have talked about the fact that we really haven't been aggressive in forest management, and you get all of that underbrush, and at some point in time, it's going to start a fire. And so I really think we need to do a better job on that. That's my opinion. Either you guys want to weigh in on that, Mike?
I think people are learning that you can't just leave the fuel on the ground. There's, you know, laws governing our national parks and our national forest. So Grand Lake is surrounded by three sides with national park and free and national forest. And I just think they've got to be wise, and I think they're getting wiser. I think they're doing controlled burns. I read in the paper there's already a controlled burn, you know, just this soon after the fire. They know that they just can't accumulate fuel for 100 years. I think the last major fire in Grand Lake was 125, 130 years ago.
Right. Mark, do you want to weigh in on that as well?
Well, the way I'd like to weigh in is a special shout out to the first responders. They did an amazing job under some serious circumstances, really cold weather, then a snow came through, and they saved so many homes. So we want to give them a special thank you.
When I think about what the firefighters do in these fires, fighting these fires is amazing. Lauren Levy, I know that you appreciate that as well, and forest management is important.
It's very important. I mean, I live in a suburb, right? So this is not something that's usually top of mind until you see it happening. And then you see these guys out there with axes just digging lines in the ground, and the fire's right there.
I know.
And they just go sleep somewhere else 150 yards away and come back and do it again. It's amazing what these guys do.
It's grueling work for sure. So, hey, Mike Tompkins and Mark Auville, we're going to go to break. When we come back, there had been some controversy regarding U.S. Constitution Week. Amazingly, there seems to be controversy about the U.S. Constitution, but we'd like to chat a little bit about that. Before we do that, though, another great sponsor of mine is Castlegate Knife and Tool. They're located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. And whether or not you are a first responder or a sportsman, a collector, a chef, Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place for you. Great place to go for Mother's Day. Mom may want a new knife set to add into the kitchen. Or that wasn't sexist that I said that, was that? But I would like that. So, and also for Father's Day. So check out Castlegate.com. That's Castlegate.com. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Mike Tompkins and Mark Auville. They are organizers of Grand Lakes U.S. Constitution Week. Stay tuned.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson. Sunday afternoons at 3, here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to each and every one of you who are contributing to keep our independent voice on the air as we look at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom, and looking for truth and clarity. In studio with me is one of my great sponsors, a friend, and that is Lauren Levy. He is the owner of Polygon Financial Group. He's an expert in helping you find the right mortgage for you, and you work with a lot of different lenders, so you can really help people out on that, Lauren.
That's right. It's always good. That's the advantage of being a broker in this business, is you have multiple sources to go. Some lenders offer different programs, but others don't, or can be more creative. So it's definitely helpful to have options.
And I have your number memorized. It's 303-880-8881.
It's about the easiest number there is.
Yeah, well, pretty darn close for sure. And on the line with me is two gentlemen who I would call them friends as well, Mike Tompkins and Mark Auville. Gotten to know them when I've gone up to U.S. Constitution Week, which is a great honor, something that I really look forward to. And I normally, Mike Tompkins, have gotten to stay at the Western Riviera Lodge, which is your business.
Yes, you have. And we're not only good friends personally, but you're a great friend of U.S. Constitution Week. You've been involved for quite a few years. You've emceed and helped us out and done radio shows like this, interviewed a lot of people. And so you have been instrumental in getting the word out and getting people. And if people want to find out This is time of year where we're locking down speakers. So if you want to know when it is, it's Monday, September 13th through Saturday, September 18th. Just remember our Facebook page, Constitution Week. As the summer goes on, we'll put the speakers in there. They'll be in there as events, so you can click on interested or going, and you'll get reminders. I hate promoting Facebook, but it is effective for events like this.
That it is. And Mark Auville, what are you doing to prepare for U.S. Constitution Week in September, which as fast as time is going will be tomorrow?
Well, we're getting organized. We have periodic Grand Lake Constitution Week board meetings where we're setting our goals for this year. And this is the 10th annual Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week. So we're preparing that way. It sounds like we're going to have a flyover this year. I believe it's been approved by the Pentagon.
Nice.
And then we'll be promoting organizations to come out and have free booths on the town square, trying to line up some fireworks. We've had that in the past, but with the COVID restrictions of last year, we didn't have a parade and we had other restrictions. So we're working towards opening it up and making it a great 10th annual.
But Mark, you did have a Constitution Week, even though it was scaled back. The show did go on. It was just scaled back a little bit last year.
Correct. I believe it was the only major public event in Grand County. And again, you know, a lot of work was done by Tom Goodfellow and the board to make that happen. So we were really excited to still have it happen, and we had a great turnout.
You did have a great turnout, and I was, again, honored to be up there to speak and be with all of you. Mike Tompkins, just a quick question regarding lodging there. Lodging, I think, does sell out. People should maybe start to think about making reservations, yes?
Absolutely. We've already set aside a few rooms for our special friends, and we got to do that now because the risk for them booking is so great. So if you want to call for a reservation, it's 970-627-3580.
Okay, again, that's 970-627-3580, and that's Western Riviera. Mike, there seemed to be some controversy this year, and you guys are all volunteer, correct? I think I asked that right.
We are all volunteer. Nobody gets paid a cent, and most people actually, you know, go into debt with donations and such to keep this going. This year we've gotten a flood of donations. We've had a little silver lining to a dark cloud. Every year there's, you know, a couple named naysayers. They don't think our speakers, you know, have the correct views and everything. And most of them, I think, in good faith, object to specific speakers. There's also some people who just think, you know, we shouldn't be talking about the Constitution unless we talk about it exactly the way they want to talk about it. And we prefer a diverse group of opinions. You know, the key to being a speaker at Constitution Week, first of all, we don't invite politicians. We don't want this to be a political event. You have to have a background in the U.S. Constitution. And it's got to be educational, and importantly, it's got to be entertaining. These aren't dry sawdust class. These are some pretty interesting speakers who do actually have opinions sometimes. Not always. Sometimes you can't tell where a person's opinion lies, but sometimes you can, and we don't mind that at all. But the controversy, they voted to whether the town has been a great supporter. Been one of our largest supporters for years. They kick in $4,000, which is, you know, 10 or 20% of our budget. So we still got to raise a lot more than that, but they help a lot. And so some people question it. So they had a couple meetings. It was very confusing because they couldn't figure out when the meetings were. They never conveyed it to us. But anyway, the day before the meeting, we were told we were on the agenda. So a couple board members sent out emails, and over 30 people showed up on Zoom for the meeting, and the support was overwhelming. I would guess 29-1, roughly. And the one person didn't object to the event. He just objected to the town funding it. And, you know, as small government, individual rights people, we kind of agree with that. So just yesterday, we sent an email to the town thanking them for their generous offer of a contribution. We've declined it and asked them if they want to donate it to the fireworks, which is, you know, it's not educational, but it sure is entertaining.
Oh, my gosh.
We love our fireworks in Grand Lake.
It is. As you mentioned, a small government people, that is the right choice, I think, on that, Mike. In fact, we were just talking about the bill of the day, which is a community revitalization grant program. We were talking about that's taking money from others and picking winners and losers. And I conceivably, I could see how the town could support that. But I think from a constitutional standpoint, maybe that's not the proper role of government. But you guys are going to need money to make this happen. I'm on the website right now. It's Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week. And you do have a donate button. So it might be a really great thing if a bunch of people gave you $10, $20, I mean, that would make a big difference. And people could do that today.
That's absolutely right. And that's the right way to do it. And we actually feel better that we've gone to that. We've had some initial support. We have a ways to go. But we're going to turn this into an opportunity, self-fund, and we're seeking people who believe in the Constitution and want to learn more about it and want others to learn more about it. We want those kind of people to support us.
I would really recommend, people always ask me, Lauren, what can I do? What can I do? Well, here, just instead of that really expensive cup of coffee, go over and donate once a week to U.S. Constitution Week. Mark Auville, it's a week of events. And, of course, the final event is right there in the park. There's a parade. There's a speaker. But you have all kinds of workshops. You're doing things for kids. I have people that say, well, it would be great if people did this in all different communities. I totally agree with that. But it takes a lot of work to make this thing happen. But what's some of the programs that you're talking about for this next one in this September?
Well, last year we started a Kids Corner. And so we're going to really promote that. That's going to be a big part of it. And again, you know, with the keynote speakers, and we've had live music before, we're working on that. So we really want that Saturday, which is the September the 18th. That's the big day, like you were mentioning, Kim, on the town square. And that's the big, huge celebration. So we're working on getting the parade, the flyover, the free booths, the keynote speakers, the live music, and ending with the fireworks. And we really encourage your listeners to come out and attend and really support this event, especially helping the local merchants, because they've been devastated by COVID-19 restrictions and then the East Troublesome Fire. And they're huge supporters of Grand Lake Constitution Week. So we really encourage your listeners to consider coming up and just embracing this event. Tom Goodfellow had made a statement a while back, and he has said it numerous times, that if towns and cities across America celebrated Constitution Week since 1956, when it was enacted into law, would we be in the constitutional crisis we are today? And I think we know the answer. So part of our mission is to encourage other patriots to start Constitution Week in their own town or city.
Well, and they can certainly reach out to you guys for guidance or just some information on that. Lauren Levy, before we close with Mike Tompkins, what's your thoughts? Isn't it exciting?
It is, and I honestly wasn't aware of this event, so this is eye-opening, and I think it's pretty cool.
Okay. Well, and Lauren Levy, it's great to have you here, and thank you for sponsoring both my shows, the Kim Munson Show and America's Veteran Stories.
My pleasure. I appreciate what you're doing, and thank you.
Okay. Mike Tompkins, let's go over to you. We have just about a minute left. What is your final thought that you'd like to leave with our listeners today? Because the work you're doing is so important.
Well, two things in honor of Lauren being there. First of all donations, I guarantee, will not be invested in cryptocurrency. You don't have to worry about that. And second, I have a constitutional connection to Boston, and this is a personal story, but I'd be remiss in not saying that 39 years ago I met my lovely wife Jackie in Boston, and 36 years ago this month I proposed. Aww. And so my constitutional connection to Boston is in the preamble, which says to ensure domestic tranquility. So mentioning this will help.
Well, Mike, I so appreciate you being with us this morning. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, Kim.
And
my
Mark,
pleasure.
And Mark Avell, thank you so much for being with us today. Really appreciate all your work as well. And thank you for connecting me with Grand Lakes U.S. Constitution Week.
It's been an honor having you as part of this event. And thank you, Kim, for having us on your show.
Well, and you'll be on again, but we wanted to just let people know what was going on up there, and a lot is happening, and thank you to all the volunteers, and you guys just have a great day. And our quote for today is from Benjamin Franklin. After they came out of the Constitutional Convention, a woman asked Dr. Franklin, she said, "Well, doctor, what have we got, a republic or a monarchy?" "A republic," replied the doctor, "if you can keep it." We're working on it, Lauren.
Yep.
Okay, my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America. And I don't want no one to cry.